Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, they've run the fewest offensive plays per game, and they have the most plays on defense. Williams, a strike to DJ Moore. Touchdown, Chicago. The turnover turns into points. Moore throws the ball into the crowd.
Watch this little wimp route from DJ Moore. It looks like he's going out. Nope. Skirts his way back inside. Caleb puts the ball perfectly on time. That is a quarterback and his receiver in sync. And DJ Moore has had some drop issues. No drop issues there.
Turns this into a third and manageable. Flags are down. Williams downfield. Open man. Touchdown. DJ Moore.
Off five. Defense number 33.
The Bears go back in front.
Decline. Result of the play. Touchdown.
Jack Sawyer was offsides. Chicago takes the lead.
Watch what Odunze does to Jalen. It's going to completely open up all this space right here. And DJ Moore is going to have nobody around him whatsoever. Wide open touchdown on the free play. Caleb Williams taking advantage. Great drive despite a big penalty for the Chicago Bears.
Rudolph looking.
Rudolph is sacked. Ball's out. Ball's out.
Rolling around. Who's got it? Bears had a shot at it. Steelers then had a chance. Chicago's Montez Sweat. And the Bears secure it.
First down, Chicago.
Montez Sweat's first sack of the day came one-on-one on Darnell Washington, and so does his second. He gets around him quicker this time. Gets to Mason Rudolph. Knocks the ball out. Huge play for the Bears defense. Trevon Dexter, the big dancing bear, according to Montez Sweat, tried to dance with the ball there. Wasn't able to pick it up, but wow, massive play for the Chicago Bears.
Fourth down, 28 seconds left. Steelers trying to get organized. Clock is ticking. They need 6 yards. Rudolph throws, and it's tipped to the line of scrimmage. It's over. The Chicago Bears, one of the biggest surprises in the NFL this season, will move to 8-3. Victory formation for Chicago.
Not the same old Bears. Ben Johnson's been saying it all year long. Kevin Byard's been saying it all year long. These are not your same old Chicago Bears.
They are 8-1. In their last 9 games, they hold off the Steelers 31-28.
It's Good, Better, Best Monday on 6-7 The Score. Those highlights courtesy of CBS. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Judson Richards along with you for one more hour. Those phone lines, they are open, 312-644-6767. Your calls and texts are welcome. We've been discussing not only the Bears winning 8 of their last 9 atop the NFC North at 8-3. What did you make of the season of Caleb Williams so far? Your top three reasons why the Bears are where they are at this stage of the game. We could probably all agree on one of them, although if you don't think Ben Johnson is one of them, I'd love to hear your reasons of why, but probably not. Head coach Ben Johnson looks to have almost immediately, it feels like, change the culture, the identity, and the word that I've been focusing on, the expectations that the Bears have for themselves, and that now you at Soldier Field are watching from your couch or watching from a bar or watching at a friend's house. Your expectations have changed, and those have now become winning expectations. What are the difference? Well, in years past, when you had those expectations of, well, here we go again, guess what? Probably those players on the field, because they are living it as well, they have had those expectations of here we go again. But the next man up mentality, you may not believe it was a thing. If you didn't believe it, you may have believed it after that game we just watched as the Steelers fall to the Bears with a final of 31-28. The Bears did not have any of their starting linebackers, and after Tyreek Stevenson went out, the Bears did not have any of their starting top three cornerbacks. Without Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, and then Tyreek Stevenson went out in the first half, but they managed to get it done. Great coaching is where we will begin this hour. In fact, what better way to start your Monday morning, and maybe you've been up all night, and so we'll enjoy this together, but if you're getting your day started, I thoroughly enjoy these. I know that the Chicago Bears, from a social media standpoint and content standpoint, enjoy whenever these are a thing, because we've gotten to see, it feels like every morning, or every Monday morning recently, it's a Good, Better, Best Monday, but the culture, the identity, the complete and utter buy-in of this Bears team on full display whenever head coach Ben Johnson gives out game balls in the locker room.
Hell yeah!
Yeah!
I tell you what, it takes a village. It takes a village. And I'm talking about players, I'm talking about coaches, I'm talking about training staff, I'm talking about everybody in this building.
Everybody.
And here we are, towards the back half of the season, and our depth is being tested. All right? It would have been so easy to walk. Man, how are we going to win this game? We got no linebackers.
Uh-huh. What are you talking about?
We got no linebackers. How are we going to win this game?
Yeah.
You guys don't bat an eye. Jonah Jackson goes down for a minute. Luke Newman steps up.
Yeah.
Theo's down. Ozzie steps up.
Yeah.
Credit to you guys, that's number 8.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
number
sir.
8, all right? I got two game balls here. Two game balls. Number one is this. Like I said, man, we had a lot of guys go down on defense. This guy stepped up. He wore the green dot. He had us going all game long. Yeah. DJ, come on, baby.
Yeah. 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 Hey, man, I couldn't do it with everybody in this room, man.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Like you said, it takes a village, man. The DBs from the D-line to the special teams, the offense, man. We all had each other's back, man, and I appreciate y'all, boys.
Man, I tell you what, this guy's been getting hot lately. I don't know if you guys have been feeling it, but I certainly have. Since the bye week, it's just each week, a little bit more. It's going up. Give me a little Montez Sweat!
I just want y'all to know I appreciate everybody in this room, man. Let's keep going.
Yes, sir.
Hey, breathe on in now. Breathe on in.
Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
Good gets better.
See, good gets better.
And it better gets better.
And it better gets better.
Bears on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Bears.
Oh,
man.
All right, there it is. Good, better, best becoming Chicago's rallying cry as Ben Johnson again gets us celebrated. The Bears 8-3, winning 8 of their last 9. And how about, I mean, let's single out a couple of guys. DeMarco Jackson. And Scott Baer, the Marquee Sports Network, told us a great story about what it takes a village. TJ Edwards getting in early to the building to help DeMarco Jackson, knowing he was going to wear the green dot helmet, meaning he was going to have the headset coming from Dennis Allen to him on the field. He would then have to call out the plays to the rest of the team. Something new to him. I think he may have done it once before, but never on the Bears. Never like this. TJ Edwards getting in early to helping DeMarco Jackson. And shout out to his wife, by the way, who said, I will take care of the baby duties with our six-month-old, as DeMarco Jackson got up early so he could practice calling out the plays in his bathroom in front of the mirror. Now that is taking a village. Amen, Ogbong Bamiga, 14 tackles for him, a guy who wasn't supposed to be out there until another injury. Between the two of them, 29 tackles. How about Ozzie Trapillo? Ozzie Trapillo playing left tackle. His name was not mentioned much at all, filling in for Theo Benedict. So Ozzie Trapillo, serviceable, if not better. And then Nashawn Wright. I mean, how about this guy? By the way, why are you throwing the 50-50 ball to the 6'4" cornerback as he goes up, gets it at its highest point, brings it down, and tied for a leader in the NFL with 5 interceptions, a guy that was not supposed to really be playing at all for this Bears team. Paper thin, defense coordinator Dennis Allen deserved a game ball, but no matter what, you know good coaching when you see it. It certainly prevailed in this game, and yes, that R word, a resilient bunch. Here's Caleb Williams with Evan Washburn after the game.
Yeah, we're resilient. You know, coaches instilled that in us. We also understand this is a 60-minute game, and we got to play all 60 minutes, as you've seen for the past, I don't know how many weeks, but, you know, we got big games coming up. This is a great team. You know, obviously the history of this team and everything, but we got big games coming up, and we got to get better.
You know, one of the things about what we've watched unfold is the snowball effect. Actually, Bill Cowher brought this up on CBS. We'll hear from Bill Cowher coming up in just a little bit. But really, this all seemed to have gotten started. I know that they've lost at least one game since that Dallas Cowboys game. But it's pretty impressive that the good, better, best, which if you think about it, right, it's kind of a snowball effect, right? You start with good. You aim to get better. And then you hope to reach your best, which best is close to perfection. Perfection isn't necessarily attainable, but it's always great to keep reaching for it, to keep striving for it. And they reached the bottom of the season in the 52-21 blowout to the Detroit Lions in week 2. Where do you go from there? How do you get up from that? How do you respond from that? And I think it gave us a pretty good indication of what may be coming, or at least a team that could have more than we thought they could with the way that they performed after their worst moment, with the way that they beat the Dallas Cowboys. And that was, we keep waiting for these pretty games, these games that don't finish in the final second. They're not the cardiac Bears, and they just kind of can run away with the game. You won clean 3 phases. That was the game that they put up against the Dallas Cowboys. They absolutely demolished the Dallas Cowboys. And that was a week where Ben Johnson really challenged his team publicly and said, we don't have championship caliber practice habits or something close to that, which caught some attention, but it was obvious they didn't as they came out 0-2. But I think it speaks to the respect that the players had for him. And that goes for Dennis Allen and the coaches all down the line. We know how good this coaching staff is with Antoine Randall-El and Al Harris and Eric Bieniemy, how good they can be. But that game Sunday continues to remind us what a competent group this is, what an impressive group this is, and the Bears have the playoffs in front of them if they want to go out and get it, albeit a very, very tough stretch for their final 6 games. Ben Johnson, talking to the media, here he is with his message to his team to fight through these injuries.
With that injury, with all the injuries that are happening to your team, it seems natural for someone to have low morale after that. What is your message, or what was your message to your team to fight through all of that?
Well, this is every team. This is the NFL. So this is what happens. when you play a 17 game season. And it just so happened, it, you know, back half of the season's when it caught up to us a little bit, and you know, we'll get some of the reinforcements back at some point. But until then, we got to hold down the fort, and so that's what we'll do. And these guys are going to go out and compete. This is what we've been practicing for, what we've been training for all along. You know, the coaching staff has known this. All of our practice squad players, they know it's highly likely that they'll get called upon at some point. And you know, it's just I can't say enough good things about the guys that stepped up today to help us win that ball game.
You know, I don't know Ben Johnson personally. I would go out on a limb and say that Ben Johnson is not a big excuse maker around the Johnson household. In fact, I'd venture to guess that he probably doesn't allow his kids to make a lot of excuses. That seems like one of his things. And by the way, it's a really good thing to have, because things are going to happen, like a ton of injuries. And how can you get caught up and let them take you down? You make excuses. Well, if you want a great coach, oftentimes, if it works out, that identity bleeds down into his roster, bleeds down into his team. And I just see a team that respects their coach, wants to follow his leadership, and is now really emulating the guy that walked into Halas Hall. Ben Johnson said he's not just going to carry over the playbook of what happened in Detroit, but you know what we did want in Chicago? We wanted the winning. And Dan Campbell and his knee biting and everything that went along with it, well, damn it, he created a really, really tough, physically tough, mentally tough group. And yeah, that we wanted to tap into. And Ben Johnson, as of now, seems like he has been able to bring that to Chicago. And I know that we've kind of tiptoed around how good this team is, because yesterday, despite 8 wins, it's the first time the Bears now have a win against an opponent that is over 500. But also, the Bears have the third best winning percentage in the NFC. They are right up there with the top teams. There are very few teams that have 8 wins or more in the NFL like the Bears do. So we probably need to use that G word now, that we, whether we like it or not, are looking at a good football team. Here's Olin Kreutz.
Really impressive to watch today. This is a good Chicago Bears football team, guys. Might have to come to grips with that, right? You give the team, not give, but they create a play. They create a takeaway in the end zone. Herbig jumps on it. Watt causes the fumble. 7 points. Tyreek Stevenson goes out during the game. You're watching this game. You're thinking, how are the Chicago Bears going to win this football game? And, guys, they may just be a pretty damn good football team. Caleb, you know, obviously that was a mistake. You thought eventually all that running around would catch up to him. A little off sometimes, lucky on some DBs dropping a few interceptions, but still making big plays. The Chicago Bears, again, throughout a football game, find a way to win a football game.
That was Olin Kreutz, part of our post-game show with Patrick Manley and Mike Mulligan. Speaking of, coming up with Mullen Haw this morning, Olin Kreutz. Look forward to what he thought of the game that Ozzie Trapillo had. Olin will join the guys coming up at 7 o'clock. Brad Biggs at 8 o'clock this morning. Clay Harbor at 9 a.m. Then Raheemi Aris and Grody will take over midday. James Big Cat Williams will join the guys coming up at 12:25. Dan Wiederer at 1 o'clock. And then Spiegel and Holmes. They will be joined by Hall of Famer Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. We are all over this first-place Bears team. Also want to remind you to join the Score this Friday at The Wall in Gurnee, located at 6144 West Grand Avenue. Olin Kreutz, James Big Cat Williams, and the Mark Grody will host our pregame show there from 11 to 2, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia. That's the day after Thanksgiving. Catch the game on the biggest of screens while enjoying all the MVP comforts of a Marcus Theater. There will be drink specials as well. It is all happening at The Wall in Gurnee starting at 11 a.m. this Friday. You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by BC Bank and Great Clips. Come here next. Let's get into the game that Caleb Williams had. What did you make of it? 312-644-6767. Have you become a believer, or are you still on the fence of whether or not Caleb Williams will be a franchise quarterback? I thought his worst moment reminded us of one of his greatest strengths. I'll tell you what that is coming up. You're listening to 6-7 The Score.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Third and five, 4 minutes to go, first half. Williams throws it, and it's caught for the touchdown. Loveland carries a defender with him for the score. Second of the day for Caleb Williams.
This is going to turn out to be a one-on-one matchup, Colson Loveland against Kyle Duggar, and he sets him up with a tiny little outside at the top of the route and then cuts it back across, and Caleb puts it right on his body, catches, falls into the end zone. Colson Loveland has really come on these last few weeks, and you can see the chemistry starting to grow.
You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Greg Clips. Judson Richards along with you for just about another 35 minutes here on 670 The Score. Plenty of time to jump in, 312-644-6767. That's the number to call. That's the number to text as well. We're talking about Caleb Williams and the game that he had. You know, part of it, we know the completion percentage. It slipped under 60%. He was 19 of 35, 239 yards passing. But Caleb Williams also 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, something that they really struggled in last week. Bears vastly better today, or check that yesterday, as the Bears go 3 for 3 when it comes to red zone efficiency. You know, Caleb, first of all, the first throw that he had yesterday threw into traffic, and it kind of gave you the, oh boy, what's he seeing? How is this going to go, right? Still a young quarterback, still trying to get a feel. And then not too long after that, it was arguably one of the worst moments I've seen him have as quarterback of the Bears, as he ended up in the end zone fumbling. Bears recover it, check that. The Steelers recover it, and he ends up giving them 7 points. You don't see Caleb doing that often. In fact, that was his first lost fumble this season. You are hard-pressed to find a quarterback that is better at taking care of the ball than Caleb Williams. But that was not the case yesterday. But one of the things that I will always feel good about Caleb, and I felt that, you know, you felt it at the podium, and then you can also feel it on the field at times too, is he is not the kind of player that spirals. And we know that there are quarterbacks that do that. You can see it. You can see how struggles affect the next series, affects the next quarter, or it can affect the next game. But after Caleb Williams fumbled in the end zone, the next scoring play, we had to wait one more time as DeAndre Swift fumbled the ball away, but the Bears defense able to get a couple stops. And the next scoring play was Caleb Williams to Colston Loveland, 12-yard touchdown pass after a 70-yard drive. And something that I think Caleb does really, really well is he turns the page. He's able to turn the page, and he's able to get back on track. And that always gives you a fighting chance. You need your quarterback to have a short memory. He has what I like to call emotional regulation. He doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low. Yes, he has emotion. We often see it celebrating after a touchdown or celebrating after a big win coming off of the field. But he really does hold it until he knows it's a good time to let it go. It's kind of the never let him see you sweat. And I think that his emotional regulation sets him up for performing really well in the fourth quarter because he understands himself and is professional enough to be able to turn the page. Let's hear from Caleb Williams. Here he is after the game on just his struggles, his accuracy issues on Sunday.
You mentioned some frustration with your accuracy.
Yep.
When you're in a funk like that, how do you pull out of it?
Yeah, you next play mindset, and then from there you just got to go out there and execute.
Is it footwork?
Today, I just in the beginning it didn't feel like I got into a good rhythm. I was missing passes and it was it was kind of weird. It was just. No, I wasn't too frustrated like, the couple weeks ago where I was just missing and I got supremely frustrated and things like that. I understood, and I wrote on my notes for myself to stay positive for myself but also the guys. And, I think I did a solid job with that this week and, just was missing. And it was, like I said, on passes and routes that I've been hitting the past couple of weeks and been pretty good with. And so, we'll figure it out. We'll go back and watch and figure out why.
You know, if we're taking the long view at Caleb and what ultimately he can become, because make no mistake about it, if you're deciding what he'll become as of right now, then you're taking the short view because he is 11 games into learning a new offense. Now, if they want to have success, if they want to have a winning record over their next six games with playing the Eagles, the Packers twice, the 49ers, playing the Detroit Lions, he will need to ultimately be better, right? It is too many incompletions on what is open receivers. But if we're taking a look at the longer view, I see the teachables versus the intangibles. One of those you can get better and you can grow at. The other you just can't. The other, you have it or you don't. And the positive things that I see for Caleb Williams is what is teachable. He's getting better at it, and we are watching it clear as day. It may not feel like it because, we have immediate reaction to the four quarters we just saw instead of thinking about what it looked like in training camp and then what it looked like when the season started and all the penalties that they had around the line of scrimmage and how that's gone away. And then how long he was just taking or holding the ball and not seeing it, or his eyes were ahead of his feet, or his feet were ahead of his eyes, and how that's gotten better. Like, we're watching it. We're watching it in real time as those things have gotten better. So the teachables are actually getting better. The things he can work on, we're seeing them get better. The things that you cannot give that Mitch Trubisky didn't have, that Justin Fields didn't have, and go on down the line that you want, the intangibles for Caleb Williams, the things that you cannot teach, you either have it or you don't, we have seen those from him. The foot speed to go and get a first down, man, he is sleepy fast. The arm strength and at times incredible accuracy on the run, but mainly just the arm strength. That gift that he has been given that you cannot teach that, he's got it. It really is an innate ability to take care of the football that Caleb has. Sunday isn't the best example, I get it, but if you look at the season that he's having, and they put up the stat like minutes before it happened that he's virtually the best in the game of taking care of the football, that is a special ability that he has to understand how aggressive he can or cannot be. Like, imagine all of the incompletions. and how few interceptions he has thrown. And maybe the most important one, the one that you will never get by just staring at a box score, is his ability to be calm, cool, and collected late in games. Sure, do we want them to play with 21-point leads heading into every fourth quarter? Absolutely. Go watch an NFL Sunday. It doesn't happen. Go watch a team that's considered to be really good versus a team that's really bad. Did you watch the Lions versus the Giants on Sunday? You just play tight games most of the time in the NFL. His intangibles are there. He's got arguably one of the best coaches he could possibly have when it comes to the quarterback position and Ben Johnson, and we are watching it get better. How quickly can it get better before Friday? I don't know. How quickly can it get better before they have the Packers twice over the next month? I don't know. But I think your quarterback's a winner. And I think that that is only going to improve. And he's got some emotional regulation. Man, he got ragdolled by J.J. Watt. Holy crap, that is a strong man. Caleb is 6'1", 230 pounds. He got thrown to the ground. Let's feel better about how things are going. Because it'd be easy to go, well, they were 8-3 in 2018. And, well, first-year head coach. And, you know, Matt Nagy had a cool thing you did in the locker room and there was a buy-in. Let's hear from a guy that was on that team. Kyle Long, now with CBS, former Bear. Here he is talking about this Bears team.
And, I mean, if you look up the beginning of this game in the way that the Bears came out of the tunnel, came out of the huddle at the beginning of the game, the ball was out of Caleb's hands. It was in his star player's hands quickly, being able to matriculate the ball down the field with explosive plays. This is the version of the Chicago Bears offense that we have been begging for as Bears fans. And you said your Chicago Bears. I would argue this team that we're watching week to week that have won 8 of their last 9 are nothing like the Bears that I was on.
Right.
This team, every single week when they come out of the tunnel, they feel, they believe that they have a chance to win. And that's because of Ben Johnson. It's because of Caleb Williams. And I just feel like this team is playing for one another.
If you want to worry about your quarterback, you go ahead. But I'll just remind you, over this 8-1 stretch the Bears are on, they're averaging 378 total yards a game. They're averaging 145 rushing yards a game. They got 23 takeaways and only 5 giveaways over that time. Overall this season, the Bears are 6th in total offense. They have not finished in top 5 in total offense since 1977. And the Bears have been in the top 5 numerous times throughout the season. 2nd in rushing, 8th in points. Imagine if your bad quarterback plays good, what they could accomplish with what they're doing right now. I thought that this was really, really good stuff from CBS. Matt Ryan, a little Nate Burleson, former quarterback. Matty Ice, if you will, former wide receiver, Nate Burleson. On why it's important for Caleb Williams and why it's important that he's playing so well as Ben Johnson has him under center.
I think it does a couple of things. Number one, I think it improves your timing as a passer. When you are under center, you are forced to move your feet faster.
There you go.
So if you're taking a 5-step drop from under center, those feet have to be up and down. And I believe there's a rhythm that gets imprinted into your brain when you're under center of what the actual timing looks like.
Yeah, because the receivers, the pass catchers also are on timing
with
the routes.
So steps, just for instance, if you're throwing an out route, a 12-yard out route, we'd oftentimes say it's a six-step route.
Yep.
A six-step route for a wide receiver.
Yep.
Well, it's a 5-step drop and the plant. So I'm 1 step shorter than what the receiver is, which means the ball has to be out as soon as that back foot hits, so the ball's on time.
So by the time I turn my head, that ball is already in the air.
Correct. If I were in the gun, it's only 3 steps. It's only 3 steps that I'm taking while the receiver is taking 6. So you can be a little slower with your timing. I just think being under center for young players ingrains the timing and the rhythm aspect of the passing game. And I think we're starting to see that with Caleb.
Yeah.
I think the ball is coming out of his hand and he knows where it's supposed to go and it's coming out in timing and rhythm. I think that's excellent. I think the other thing, you said it, you said coaching matters. Coach, you've talked about this all the time. It also makes drafting matter, right? Good coaches make draft picks come to life. And I think you're seeing that in Chicago right now.
Yeah.
You know, that last part's a really interesting one by Matt Ryan. When we're talking about how early the Bears have reached success under Ben Johnson, that she'd like to think it would only get better the more that he can implement the players stylistically and specifically that he wants, not just via the draft, but also free agency as well, right? I like to think that this enjoyment of the Bears that we've had, 8 of the last 9 victories, and I think they've all been Sunday games, so we've been doing this good, better, best Monday, about every single Monday. Like, I'd like to think that this is only growing and growing and growing as Ben Johnson has a chance to do and apply what Matt Ryan was just talking about. But we're seeing it being applied somewhat already with the success of Colston Loveland. We're watching Luther Burden come on as well. And the Nazi Trabillo, of course. So it is only just getting started for the Bears, albeit in a really, really interesting place right now. 8-3, and now the third most difficult strength of schedule for their final 6 games, including 3 of those being in division, 2 against the Packers and 1 more against the Lions. 312-644-6767. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers a little bit. I felt like Aaron Rodgers on Sunday, although he didn't play, I felt like it may have been a rather demoralizing final day for him at Soldier Field. We'll take your phone calls too. 312-644-6767. That's coming up on 6-7 The Score.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of 5-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Fourth down, 28 seconds left. Steelers trying to get organized. Clock is ticking. They need 6 yards. Rudolph throws, and it's tipped to the line of scrimmage. It's over. The Bears defense comes through. Jaquan Brisker. Watch how high Jaquan Brisker gets on this tip. He jumps way up in the air and gets a hand on it, levitates, and ends the game.
And the Bears felt like they're levitating. 8 of their last 9 winners of, improving to 8-3 and atop the NFC North. Judson Richards back here with you. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We will hand it over to Dustin Rhodes for the Mullion Hall pregame show. Dustin can disagree with everything that I've said over the last 5 hours. He'll get a chance to do that coming up at 5 o'clock. A reminder for Mullion Hall, it'll be Olin Kreutz joining them at 7 o'clock. A fresh watch of the film for Olin. Looking forward to hearing how he felt like Ozzie Trapillo did for Theo Benedict. Brad Biggs will join them coming up at 8 o'clock. Clay Harbor at 9 o'clock. That's what's coming your way for Mullion Hall. Of course, look forward to getting their breakdown of what they saw yesterday. The Bears take down the Steelers with a final of 31-28. Again, the Bears now 8-3 for the first time since 2018. I've got a few thoughts on what unfolded with Aaron Rodgers yesterday, doing his busy work before the game, flipping people off, and then unable to play on Sunday. Instead, it was Mason Rudolph who had a rough go of it against the Bears. But let's get to these phone calls. 312-644-6767. Aaron is in Markham joining us on 6-7 The Score. Hey, Aaron, what's going on?
Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
8-3. Beautiful. Caleb does some things, man, that still drive me crazy, and he did it last year, and I gave him a pass for it. But this has nothing to do with scheme. This has everything to do with football awareness. Early in the first half, he takes off, he scrambles, he steps out of bounds right at the first down marker. He does that a lot. That just bothers me because all he has to do is reach the ball out. It's not where he's at, it's where the ball is at. And then, again, in the first half, they run a quarterback play. It's a designed run. He gets the first down, and instead of going down, he lets the guy push him out of bounds, a hit he doesn't need to take. And rookie or not, you got to know you can't hold the ball in the end zone. You just can't do it, you know, and it's like that clock in his head. It's times where it just doesn't go off. And I can deal with the missed throws, but it's stuff like that I just can't deal with because that's just football awareness. That's high school freshman stuff. Doesn't have anything to do with nothing else but knowing where you're at on the field and what you can and can't do. I can deal with a missed throw. You know, that's going to happen. Everybody has it. But not knowing where you're at on the field just drives me nuts.
Aaron, yeah. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I'm with you. You know, we've taken a few phone calls on specifically to the first down marker where he just came up shy or, you know, ran out of bounds right before. And it didn't look like he was facing heavy collision. There may have been some contact for him to go and fight for the first down. But I'm with you, Aaron, in the juxtaposition of, well, if you're going to just go out of bounds to avoid contact, don't lazily go out of bounds and allow Jalen Ramsey really to get a free shot at you because there wasn't a flag thrown because to the letter of the law, he was still in bounds. And so Jalen is allowed to still go and make the play. Like, if you're going to play it safe, then be vigilant and be smart out there on the field. Don't trade not getting a first down versus being lazy and then allowing Ramsey to take a shot at you. 312-644-6767. Joe is with us in St. Charles. Joe, good morning on your Monday morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
You know, I've been a Bears fan since the 60s, and this is the first team I can remember that is emphasizing offense instead of defense, and I think that's the difference.
Joe, I would agree. Are you finding it enjoyable as an old school Bears fan, maybe built on appreciating great defenses? Are you enjoying yourself?
I am. It's different. It takes a little getting used to for me.
You mean scoring points?
Yeah. But you know what? It's like the rest of the league figured this out a while ago. And, you know, I don't know what took them so long, but you know, it works, I guess, right?
Joe, let me ask you this question. I was thinking about this. Whenever it was when the Bears were playing through a rough day at Soldier Field, right? And I know that there's the celebration of Bear weather and that the Bears, you know, they want to take a team that's used to hot weather, bring them into a cold, nasty Chicago day and just stomp them out of toughness. But now that you're watching a team that is starting to turn towards today's NFL, do you find yourself saying, hey, our team would be better off indoors if they had a dome?
You know, I haven't really thought about that, but it's probably accurate.
Joe, thanks for the phone call. Enjoy your Monday. It's, you know, Joe brings up a point that, we've been talking about a lot, because it's easy to go, well, the 2018 Bears were very similar circumstances the last time the Bears had this kind of record. And you could go back to Lovie Smith in 2012 and say, well, you know, that team didn't go very far, and they were 8-8 the following year. The offense, I believe the total offense in 2018, the Bears were 21st under Matt Nagy. And that was a team that was, as you recall, built off of defense. Great defense, runner-up defensive player of the year in Khalil Mack. And again, offensively, nothing like what we're watching today. Lovie Smith, his entire tenure, never finished over 15th in total offense. The Bears today are 6th in total offense. They are 2nd in rushing, and they are 8th in points. And you know why we say it's today's NFL? Because the rules actually favor offenses. Whether it's protecting of the quarterback, or whether it's, you know, defensive pass interference and how it leans towards allowing less contact over the middle of the field. The league wants highlights. The league wants Odell Beckham Jr. going up and catching the ball with one hand. It's sexy, it sells, and the rules now favor it. And by the way, you want your famous quarterbacks to remain on the field and in the game longer. So what do? You protect them. So Joe, why does it look different? Because the Bears are playing not just a different style of having a great offense. If you are spending more money and building a defense over building a great offense, you are building in the past. You are bunting in the first inning with a runner on first. It is old school, and it is not how the game wants you to play it. So the rules favor great offenses. You are swimming upstream if you are building a team defense first. That's why it looks good, and that's why the Bears are 8-3, and that's why it's nice to go, I don't know how good the quarterback is. I don't know why he didn't run to the first down marker while putting up 31 points and winning a football game. Like, it's nice to trail at halftime while you've put up 17 points and not trailing 6-3. Makes for a better watch anyways. Aaron Rodgers did not play yesterday. Aaron Rodgers decided to flip off some cameras as he was making his way around the field. I know so many Bears fans wanted to beat Aaron Rodgers, 25-5 all time, so on, so on. First of all, it felt different because he wasn't wearing a Packers uniform, so you cared a little less. But I actually felt like if you wanted to beat Aaron Rodgers, you did beat Aaron Rodgers, and you almost beat him in a more demoralizing way. Like, if you're Aaron and you're standing on the sideline and you're reliving all of your great moments that you had at Soldier Field, that you do that thing where you love to compliment Chicago sports fans, but then also bringing up the success you've had on Sunday, Mondays, and Thursdays, like you're just kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth, wouldn't it be a little demoralizing, or at least wouldn't it be a little bit more hurtful? Because Aaron had to be thinking about how close the end is, because this was his last time ever to have success at Soldier Field, and he could not get on the field. He will be 42 in December. And so, as far as the end is near for Aaron Rodgers, on Sunday, he had to feel the end completely. Like, that was a finale for him at Soldier Field. And the reason why I say more demoralizing than playing is because you had to watch your team on the sidelines and could not help at all. Like, you had to watch your team. You couldn't do anything. Not because you're so old and so washed up, but you broke your wrist, and you've already discussed that you're going to finish your career as a Green Bay Packer. Right? Like, that's a wrap for Aaron Rodgers, the Chicago Bears, and Soldier Field. But I felt like he was overshadowed by who the Bears have become, and now we will get to what is our next journey, and that is Caleb Williams versus Jordan Love coming up in 2 weeks. Can we hear from Bill Cowher, by the way? Bill Cowher, I thought, was great on Ben Johnson, how he's leading this team.
I think when you look at Ben Johnson, where he came from, he had some credibility because they played against the Detroit Lions. They watched the creativity that he had with that offense. They knew that he was coming in with the mentality of, you know, we're going to be a physical football team on the offensive side of the ball, but we're also going to be explosive. And that's kind of a fine line of saying, you know what, we're going to have physicality up front, but we're also going to have fun doing this and scoring some points. And I think that there is a degree, that first couple of things. The thing that he said after they lost two games is we didn't know how to prepare. Our practices, we didn't know how to prepare like a champion.
I remember that.
Remember he came out and talked about, we don't understand what the preparation is.
And people thought he was taking a shot at his squad.
Yes, and he's like, we just don't know how to prepare. And so, yes, and you do have to have validation. Winning has to validate what you're preaching. And so all of a sudden you start having success, but you're not changing your preparation. You're not changing your messaging. Ah. I don't think he's changed his messaging at all. I think all that's done has been reinforced
that's
with
good,
what he's
coach.
Done. Because repetitive messaging is how you do it in this league.
Winning has to validate your preaching. And that's what Ben Johnson has done so well. Good stuff from Bill Cowher there, that audio courtesy of CBS. Should be a fun day on the score as the Bears improve to 8-3. Dustin Rhodes with the Mollenhauer pregame show. That's coming your way next on 6-7 The Score.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.